Chapter 5, Your Phenomenal Body. A few years ago, night after night, I would come home to repeat the same routine. Famished from a busy day that started with too much Starbucks coffee and no breakfast, I would consume everything I could find. Overweight and lethargic, I whined to my wife. She replied, "I think your hormones are off." I thought to myself, "What's a hormone? Don't just women have those? I told you I'm from Alabama." Turns out she was right. Not only was I overweight and out of shape, but my hormones were off the charts. I found that out by consulting a certified nutritionist who began to paint a very bleak picture of my future. Chances are I wouldn't just drop dead of an instant heart attack, but I would end up like so many Americans, shuffling around with a myriad of diseases, surviving on medication. And that, my friend, is not very phenomenal. The eventual result of visiting that nutritionist was I lost 50 pounds. At that time, I also had terrible migraines. It would not be unusual to have a migraine once a week. Many years ago, my wife and I were on a trip to Holland, and I had one of the worst migraines ever, to the point that I actually threw up. A Dutch guy stopped to help and directed us to what we thought was a doctor's office. It turned out to be a veterinarian. However, with socialized medicine, he was able to give me a prescription. How many of us can say we've been treated by a vet? Not sure if that's something to be proud of or not. Once I began eating healthy foods, the migraines I suffered from for years were gone. Of course, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that if you don't eat breakfast, you drink a lot of coffee, you barely eat lunch, and then you gorge on everything from pickles to ice cream all night, you're likely to wake up with a headache. The specifics of my eating plan really aren't even important because they may be different for you. Go find a phenomenal nutritionist and let a professional prescribe a plan for you. Here's what's most important. It was the picture I got as the nutritionist painted a picture of my probable future. The picture was depressing. The picture of my demise, a picture of the worst situation I could have possibly imagined myself in, crippled and broken down. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're in that position because of a disease or an accident, that's one thing. But to be in a wheelchair because we ate too much white bread and sugar is different. And that's where most of us Americans live. We either don't know any better or we don't have the power to overcome it. The picture the nutritionist painted was compelling. That's what a good coach or consultant does. They help you see. The picture of desperation, along with the sluggish feeling I already had, was enough to make me change. The best part is that soon after implementing her prescription, I began getting inspired. Now I began seeing the picture of a thin, strong, fit Howard. And the result always follows the clear picture. Always. I began playing basketball weekly and I hired a trainer twice a week. I got really strong. I could do 50 push-ups. Before that, I probably would have struggled with 3. I never saw myself as a health nut, and people who ate organic foods were just plain weird. But as I became aware of how many of the foods we eat are like poison to our bodies, I now focus on eating all natural foods. If you want to get fit, you have to change your picture. You must realize what the result of staying unhealthy will ultimately be. No denial, face reality. Until you do that, no technique will help you. For me, my prescription included having some protein and fruit in the morning, lunch and dinner is a small portion of lean meat or beans, vegetables and fruit, that's it. People are also surprised to learn that I get a lot of sleep. I normally sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. In the afternoons, I'll typically take a 30-minute siesta out by the pool or on the beach if I'm in Florida. I produce a lot, and I guess people assume that I do it by burning the candle. Quite the contrary. Not only do I go to bed by 9 or 10 p.m., I rarely work after 6 p.m. I might check my email on my phone or do some social networking on my iPad, but my workday is very structured, and I have systems and staff so I can focus on projects that will move the ball down the field. I mostly work on the business instead of in it. Of course, there's the occasion when I'm traveling, I have to rise at 4 a.m. to catch an early flight, but I probably went to bed at 9 p.m., so even that doesn't hurt that much. I also learned that getting a massage on a regular basis is very healthy. Of course, that's not cheap, so you've got to make some phenomenal money or make friends with a massage therapist. I drink a lot of water, too. I'd lived like this for about 5 years and was downright militant about it. Then I got bored with my strength training. I wished it could be as much fun as basketball. It was expensive, too, so I fired my trainer, fooling myself into thinking I would diligently work out on my own. How do you think that went? Not. The result was my legs weren't as strong as they were when I was training twice a week, and when I play basketball, I'm like the Tasmanian devil. I play extreme basketball. I blew out my knee. I had a torn cartilage and meniscus disc, plus I had some arthritis behind the kneecap. My post-surgery rehab prevented impact, so basketball was out for 5 months. During the time of inactivity, I lost my vision on my eating plan, and I gained 25 pounds back. Still eating fairly healthy and still looking good, my wife and others thought I looked too thin at 165 pounds, I began to slowly allow unhealthy things back into my diet. Every year I have to do an online health assessment to qualify for a better rate on our health insurance. It asks you a number of questions and rates your health. During that 1 year, I declined from super healthy to average health. Average is not phenomenal, and that was unacceptable. Once I was able to get back to physical activity, I rehired my trainer, and I'm at basketball every week. My picture began to return. Here's a very important point. I noticed a correlation between the clarity of my picture and my support system. I rarely talked to my nutritionist after a while. In all seven areas of life, we need a community of people to support us and to help us keep our picture. I've found that this is the key: support, community. Community is what keeps alcoholics sober. It's what keeps believers built up, and it's what keeps one another inspired. When you're inspired, you can do anything. So take some time to think about your physical condition. Build a picture of the person you want to be. Perhaps you currently smoke and you want to be a non-smoker. Visualize that and build a support community around you to keep you encouraged and focused.